From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says world leaders meeting in Munich have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week. Mr. Kerry told reporters that the cessation will not apply to terrorist groups, including the Islamic State, al-Nusra, and others who could still come under attack.
This progress has the potential, fully implemented, fully followed through on, to be able to change the daily lives of the Syrian people.
Support group also agreed to accelerate and expand the delivery of humanitarian assistance in Syria. United Nations Task Force will oversee aid delivery. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Mr. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Secretary Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experiences and building partnership capacity to training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the anti-Islamic State alliance. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has reappointed his rival Riek Machar as vice president. Appears aimed at ending the country's civil war and fulfills a condition of peace agreement reached in August. It basically restores the presidency to where it was just before the fighting erupted in South Sudan just over 2 years ago. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has embarked on a trip that will take him to Mexico with a stop in Cuba for a historic meeting with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. Kirill is in Cuba for a state visit. Today's meeting is the first of its kind, an effort to heal the 1,000-year-old schism that has divided Christianity between the East and the West. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates appear to be working harder at convincing voters they are the candidate for a people, especially middle-class Americans. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders held another debate Thursday on the PBS network, and the intensity of the race was on immediate display.
The kind of criticism that we've heard from Senator Sanders about our president, I expect from Republicans. I do not expect from someone running for the Democratic nomination to succeed President
Obama.
Madam Secretary, that is a low blow. One of us ran against Barack Obama. I was not that candidate.
The verbal barbs have increased as Clinton tries to rebound from Sanders' landslide victory in the New Hampshire primary earlier this week. Both candidates are making a stronger pitch for the minority vote as they head to South Carolina, where votes by minorities, especially African Americans, are expected to play a major role in the state's primary. With a little more than a year before his term expires, France's President François Hollande went on the air Thursday to defend his proposed constitutional changes. That story now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
In an interview carried on public TV, President François Hollande said two controversial amendments to the Constitution, now wending their way through Parliament, responded to calls for action after November's terrorist attacks here that killed 130 people.
Et toutes ces familles politiques m'ont dit, il faut prendre des décisions.
He said French parties of all political colors urged him to act. He suggested the first proposed reform, writing emergency powers into the Constitution, would provide rules and a framework for a national state of emergency that don't exist today. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Speculation rose today the Bank of Japan would call an emergency meeting prior to its next scheduled session in mid-March amid a surging yen and plunging equity prices. Observers are saying the central bankers must push interest rates even further below zero and expand an asset purchase program that already totals some $710 billion annually. Japan's benchmark stock index, the Nikkei 225, fell to a 16-month low today.
That's the latest world news from VOA.